We have been hearing in the news quite a bit about Juneteenth and also the event coming up in Tulsa. President Trump planning a rally there, and also just a lot of activities going on, things coming up, and that's going to be held on Juneteenth. And we've been hearing that in the news. I have to be honest, I am not that familiar with Juneteenth. So I invited Dr. John Radulovsky, who is from the University of Alaska Southeast Ketchikan campus, to tell us more about what Juneteenth is. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thank you. And again, I admit it. I actually saw it on a calendar, but I'd not heard of it up until this past year. So please tell us a bit about what Juneteenth is.
Okay. Well, Juneteenth, really it's the 19th of June is when it's commemorated. Really started at the end of the Civil War, and the Confederacy had been defeated. Confederate forces were collapsing everywhere. But places like Texas is where Juneteenth really began in Texas. Were pretty isolated. And so there were still, Confederate forces kind of wandering around. The local authorities were still in charge. And on, the 19th of June in 1865, Union forces arrived at Galveston and essentially took over the running of Texas, if you will, and proclaimed essentially read a proclamation that slavery, that not only the Confederacy no longer in existence, but that slavery was outlawed. And so African Americans in East Texas really were, kind of formally, I suppose, freed at that point, really practically speaking, freed at that point of slavery. Now, many had left their masters before that point. Many had sort of liberated themselves, but it really marked for African Americans in Texas, the first real taste of freedom. And so it became a celebration that was a very specific regional celebration in Texas. And African Americans from Texas who migrated other places, the California or Missouri or Minnesota, would bring that celebration with them, but it remained for a very long time a very specific regional variation. There were a lot of, one thing that we often forget, there were different regional African American cultures. People in Georgia, for example, did not celebrate Juneteenth. Okay, so it was kind of a Texas celebration for African Americans. Then during the civil rights era, the 1960s, this became more widespread as a way to not only celebrate the end of slavery, but also people actually realizing those rights, because you can formally end slavery, but that doesn't necessarily mean discrimination goes away. And so it became more and more widespread, but it really kind of spread more of a grassroots kind of thing. Then some organizations began to take it on. We adopted Martin Luther King Day in January, as a holiday to celebrate civil rights. But this was a more, I would say, grassroots kind of celebration that began. And now it's celebrated in, communities around the country. But again, not consistently, not everywhere in the country are you going to find, Juneteenth celebrations, but in major cities usually with large African American populations, you're probably going to find some Juneteenth celebration.
Is it something that more recently, it just seems like maybe in the last few years I've heard about it. Is there a resurgence of interest in it, or has it always been there and it just hasn't been as spoken about?
It's always been there, and I think with social media, people maybe getting more awareness of it. It becomes a summertime festival. Unlike Martin Luther King Day, it's in January, and it's hard to get outside sometimes. If you're in Milwaukee or something, it's hard to get outside and get out the barbecue. It's become a more popular celebration where you have parades and you have, street festivals and things like that going on. So it's a little more, I think, celebratory in some ways than Martin Luther King Day has become, and that's more of a formal holiday. So I think its popularity is spreading because of that. And it's, summer has arrived, people are getting out. So I think it's a holiday that people seem to really like. And I think it's spreading because of that as well.
Would it be something that you would say it's really more around celebration than the actual meaning of the day, if that makes sense? Sometimes people forget what a particular day is exactly about. But just enjoy the parades and enjoy the party atmosphere? Or do you think that the meaning of it is still kept in those celebrations?
Oh, the meaning of it, I think, is still kept. I mean, it, like a lot of celebrations, like Memorial Day, we really, people get out, outside, get their grill out, go fishing, but it's really meant to commemorate, people who died, especially particularly in the Civil War, the soldiers who lost their lives. And so some of that has obviously been forgotten. There are people who try to bring that back. And I think that's the same thing with Juneteenth. Especially now, as the more intensive we debate race relations in America, the more the original meaning of Juneteenth is going to be relevant for people. If tensions reduce, we'll maybe go back to the more celebratory. But both of those aspects can coexist, I think. It's not one or the other. So I think with a lot of people, particularly now with all the tension that we've had over the last few years, the Black Lives Matter movement, you're seeing more focus on the original meaning of Juneteenth. But it's important to remember that, from a historical standpoint, a lot of slaves were already free by that time. Slaves were, it wasn't just the Union Army showed up. Slaves were leaving, the last 2-3 years of the Civil War, slaves were liberating themselves. They were leaving the plantations. They were leaving their masters. They were refusing to work in some cases. They were fleeing to the Union Army, joining the Union Army in many cases. And so Juneteenth is kind of like, it's like the last day of, slavery in Texas, but slavery had been collapsing, from the, obviously the actions of the Union Army, but also the slaves themselves were, in a sense, making a move for freedom. And so I think that's also part of the story that has to be remembered there.
And it's been in the media a lot because of the event that's going to happen in Tulsa on Juneteenth. We can speculate things. We don't, know everything for sure. But is there anything you could speak about of, I guess, the significance of the location of this, the president's, campaign event and the fact that it's on Juneteenth?
And I don't, the politics of it, I won't get into. Oklahoma, like Texas, and in fact, during the Civil War, it was officially considered Indian territory. It was run by groups of Cherokee and other Native groups who actually themselves did have slaves. And there's a whole controversy of the descendants of slaves. Are they members of the Cherokee Nation or not? But Tulsa has a particularly troubled race history in that there were, in 1921, there was a major, for lack of a better, riot is not quite the right word. Pogrom might be the better word, where there was a, widespread attacks on African Americans in Tulsa. There was a black business district that was burned down. There was, serious conflict where people were fighting in the streets with guns. You had groups of whites, some of them Klan members, fighting with, African Americans trying to defend themselves. And it was really a violent, the whole black business district of Tulsa was destroyed. And so there's a particular, Tulsa has a particular resonance in that sense that it's very fraught racial history. And so, and of course it is connected, it has that connection to Texas. And so Juneteenth was celebrated in Oklahoma, probably along with, it was probably the second most frequent state where Juneteenth was celebrated. And so it does have a particular resonance there. There's all of that swirling around in the mix. And so, particularly now, because we have so much tension, related to the death of Mr. Floyd, which we've seen all over the country, people's hackles are up on all sides. And so, that's why, people have to be very careful, what they say and what they do and the kind of images particularly political leaders, from the president on down, not to inflame, particularly, there's a particular symbolism with Tulsa. How that location was picked, when it was picked, was it picked 6 months ago? I don't know. They're not consulting me, that's part of the reason why, when that, particularly after the riots in Minneapolis and Chicago and other places, that became particularly tense, because there was that history, that was already there.
And I want to say, we learn the history we learn in school, and whether we choose to expand that or not is up to us. And I was not aware of what had happened in Tulsa again until now, when it's been in the media. And I think there's so much history out there. There's so many things that we aren't necessarily aware of, and have opportunities as certain things come up, sadly sometimes, other times in a good way, but just to learn more about what really has happened in different places and such. Do you have any, it's also hard with social media because people can post anything they want, some factual, some not factual. Are there any sources that you can think of, like good sources for information, if you want to get a more accurate portrayal of history? Now, that's broad, because history certainly mm-hmm. can be anything. But, I mean, I guess some sources maybe that people can go to if they want to do their own research about events.
Well, there's been a number of studies the pogroms or the riots in Tulsa. But I would say, I think the best thing is for people to get a really good grounding in, sort of that period around the end of the Civil War and through Jim Crow. I think, the Ketchikan Public Library, I'll give them a little plug. They've actually got a pretty good collection of books. There's a great book called The Fall of the House of Dixie by, Professor Levine, that really deals with that period toward the end of the Civil War, for example, and the sort of collapse of the slave economy and the slave culture, that occurring at the end of the Civil War, and really emphasizing the agency, what we historians call the agency of African Americans, and ending that, because obviously the Union Army played a tremendous role, but one of the things I think that is being celebrated with something like Juneteenth is the fact that people are feeling liberated and they're actually acting, they're actually able to celebrate openly. And I think that's one thing that we often forget, from the perspective of, 50 years after the Civil War, is that the idea that, nowadays you can go to major cities and you can see celebrations of all different ethnic groups and so on. But at the time of the Civil War, the idea of African Americans getting together in a group celebrating their liberation was pretty amazing. It was pretty controversial in a lot of areas. So the fact that they could get together and celebrate that, was a big step for them, not only to celebrate, but also to show that they were free. And so that, to me, that the importance of Juneteenth is really that, this is something that really comes. It's not a celebration of the Emancipation Proclamation, as important as that was. This is really a celebration that comes from a group of people who, are liberated, and it's their celebration, rather than something that you know, was set up by the government or anything like that.
Okay, and we did have a note that actually the president has changed the date of the rally to the 20th, so important to get that information out there. But again, this is interesting to learn more about Juneteenth, something, you know, not part of my culture. And it's interesting to get a little more information about that and learn more about different culture and different parts of our history. I thank you, John Radulovsky, for joining me. Is there anything else that you wanted to add?
Well, I think, you know, people just need to kind of learn about their history. You mentioned social media. You know, I urge people to avoid getting your information from people, you know, say, don't go on Wikipedia, but especially don't go on social media to expect that you're going to get good information or getting it from memes that you and your friends post. You know, do your research, go back to, you know, get the information from the library and the good sources. And that's really important. And that really helped people put everything in context and to maybe step back from some of the more heated rhetoric that's flying back and forth these days.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the information. And I see you're hunkering down at home. So,
well, yeah, I'm actually grading U.S. History AP exams today.
Ah.
So I'm grading exams from students all over the country. Actually, on this topic of the Jim Crow era, I'm pretty deeply enmeshed in that. But I'm doing it all online, of course, because everything's got to be online these days. So.
All right. Well, again, thank you so much.